Reporting from Kansas City, Missouri, from the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention, I'm Megan Turnquist on the Red River Farm Network. And joining me is Michael Newland. He's with the Propane Education and Research Council, your official title, Director of Agriculture Business Development. Thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Absolutely. Appreciate the opportunity.
So let's talk. When we hear the word propane, definitely a trigger word this year, especially in the Northern Plains where we've been having a little bit of supply chain issues.
Absolutely. Appreciate the opportunity. I guess I'd like to talk about what's going on and why, and then maybe communicate about what's happening behind the scenes. So, you know, I think 2019 really is a historical year. We were planning the crop late across the country. And unfortunately, the situation we're in now is kind of as a result of that. Harvest is compressed. We've gotten cold. So we're heating livestock buildings. We're heating houses. We're in a typical situation of harvest. We may not be that deep into those two segments. So that's kind of where we are. I guess the things that are happening as an industry. Our state associations are working with government offices, governor offices across the country and across the Corn Belt to get hours of service waivers, which we've done. A lot of our big wholesale companies who are moving product have gotten extra transport trucks mobilized and into the areas that are heaviest hit. So we've got trucks, extra wheels on the ground, and we've got extra hours for the drivers.
And so I know we can't control the weather. We can't control Mother Nature. But moving forward in the propane industry, obviously, there's improvements that can be made. And so what sort of improvements are we trying to work on?
Absolutely. I think this event is going to give us an opportunity to just step back once we get everybody through the situation. And honestly, that's our goal right now, is to help everybody at every level get product where they need it. But once the dust settles, I think what you'll see is the industry kind of take inventory of what happened and why. You know, I'd love to say we'll be able to build enough storage for every gallon across the Midwest, but the grain drying segment is really erratic from year to year. And we're running across the situation this year that we just haven't seen. We've got 20 years worth of data and model. We haven't seen it happen before in the last 20 years. So to plan for a 100 or a 500 year flood, in a different analogy, may be a tough challenge for the industry. And I don't know if it makes good business sense. But the industry will take a look at things after we get done. And if there's improvements to be made, we'll talk about those openly and see if there's a way that we can correct it.
Again, Mike Newland of the Propane Education and Research Council joining me. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. I do appreciate it.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist on the Red River Farm Network.